I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You're tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of the show for you today. We are so excited that you are here with us and joining us. We have a great show in store for you. I am in the studio with my friend Rich Knorr, and he is the president of PUP, People with Unlimited Potential. I love that. I love that name. I think that's another reason why we wanted to be charitable towards PUP. But welcome to the studio, Rich. We're so happy to have you here today.
Thank you. It's good to be here with you.
Yeah. And so, well, charitable. That's our weekly winning word this week. So for those of you who are members of I've Decided, if you're a member of our community, and we hope that you are, you get a weekly winning resource in your inbox every Sunday with fun little challenges and things for you to stay on track and help you be motivated throughout the week. And we always pick a word. Every week we have what we call our weekly winning word. And this week it's charitable. And of course, we love being charitable at I've Decided. And I guess it was 4 years ago now, I was introduced to PUP by Cinda Garst, who serves on the board. And I just really fell in love with the people at PUP, most importantly, and then just what you stood for. And the heart of the parents really is what struck me. I thought, wow, here are these parents who have this job cut out for them, I think, when you have a child with a special need. And yet they're so charitable and giving of their time here at this school. And that's why we love you guys, Rich. So I guess we'll just kind of dive right in and really just learn more about PUP and just tell the listeners, what is PUP and how did you guys get started and, you know, the mission behind it, I guess.
Well, we appreciate the chance to share with your audience today a little bit about PUP. The first thing is that, like you mentioned, we are parents. We have special needs kids in our families, either as our own children or relatives. And we came up with the idea because our children were getting to the point where they were going to graduate from their school. And that school that they went to was part of District 150, Jameson School in particular. And there's certain services that are available for students with special needs that require them waiting. There were several students, ours among them, that were not going to get those services right away. So we felt that we needed to get together and fill a need, and that need was to provide continuing education for the students when they did age out of Jameson School, and also to provide social activities. Once the kids are out of school, they tend to be isolated if they're not involved greatly with activities with their parents or involved at their church. They tend to be kind of isolated. So what we wanted to do was have a monthly activity where everybody could get together. Everybody was the same. The parents come, the staff from their living centers come, and it's a great place to get together for social activities. We meet once a month for 2 hours at Living Waters Church in the gymnasium, and we have all kinds of activities, a variety throughout the year. We have a Valentine's dance. We've had a hip-hop sock hop. In March, we either go with the March Madness basketball theme or with the St. Patrick's idea. We have spring activities. And then we also have a prom night in
right.
May.
Oh, that's so fun.
And that's a lot of fun, too. We have these different activities that go on throughout the year once a month. And the best thing about it is that there is no charge for that. We provide either no or low cost. And low cost to an event means that bring a bag of potato chips to share, or bring some chocolate chip cookies, or like last month's event, we had our Halloween party. And we asked those that attended to bring a bag of candy. And we had a trick-or-treat sharing. We had about 15 stations with candy that at the end of the evening, the individuals got to walk around and get a sack of candy. So that's the social activities are very important. Everybody there is the same, or they are very familiar with special needs individuals. So nobody stands out. Nobody looks funny. Nobody looks at anybody funny. Everybody has a great time. At one of our dances, I'll just share a quick story with you. One of the dances, there was a mom and dad that had brought their young individual to participate. They were sitting on the sidelines watching, and their individual was out there rocking side to side from one foot to the other, and that was their way to dance to the music. They were having a wonderful time, but the other thing was the parents were watching her, and they were having a great time too. So it's just one of those things where we've started this, but we're giving back to the other parents in a charitable way. There's that winning word again.
That's right.
And it's been a lot of fun.
And you guys meet on Monday and Wednesday as well.
Right. We do. We have a school that meets on Monday and Wednesday at Living Waters Church. We run from 9 to 3. We have, it's a regular school type activities. We have current events and crafts, and we have field trips, and that activity is also sponsored by volunteers. We have a whole group of volunteers that come to help us out. Some volunteer maybe once a month. Some volunteer a couple of mornings. Others come maybe 4 or 5 times a month. But it's all done by volunteers, and the volunteers get a lot more out of it than the kids do. They enjoy it.
And they really do.
It's really great. I volunteer there as well, and I thoroughly enjoy every
and
time that I'm with
the kids.
And you
have two sons.
I have two sons.
With disabilities.
That's
Chip,
true.
And I know Chip the most, I think, because Chip's the most talkative to me when I see them.
He was at Jameson School, so you're most familiar with him.
I am familiar with Chip. But your other son, what is his name?
Other son is Tim.
Chip and Tim.
Tim, right.
And how old are they?
Well, one of them is 26 and one of them is 27.
So 26 and 27.
Right.
And you adopted them?
Yes,
both?
We did. Yeah, we've had them since they were born. They had some complications when they were very young, but we were able to see them through that, and they've both progressed to be quite the young men.
That's awesome. Yeah, Chip is, I'm sure Tim is as well, but I've spent a lot of time with Chip, and I just really enjoy him, and he makes me smile every time I see him. He makes me smile. So, all right. Well, we got a lot to talk about, but we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show this Sunday morning. We are in the studio talking to Mr. Rich Knorr, who happens to be the president of PUP, People with Unlimited Potential, which I absolutely love that name because I believe in that so much, that we all have potential that we haven't tapped into. And really, it's unlimited. It just goes on, and we just can keep tapping into more and more. And I really love that name. And our weekly winning word is charitable. And of course, we love to be charitable, and we love to support PUP and what you guys do, Rich. And so I thought, well, this is a perfect word for us. And it's perfect for PUP, your not-for-profit organization, to share with our community, our listeners, about what you do, what PUP is all about, and, you know, help them understand why I've decided chose you guys as our organization of choice to give our proceeds to. I mean, we support a lot of organizations, but we specifically chose PUP to be an ongoing support. I always say we're going to build you guys a school, and I'm going to keep saying it till it's done. I decided that when I very first
That's quite a decision.
I decided that when we very first made the commitment to you guys. I said, we're going to build Pup a school. We're going to raise enough money for Pup that we can build you guys a school and an event, whatever it might look like. I'm not sure if it looks like a school or an event or a little bit of both or what, but I just love what you're doing.
Well, we appreciate your generosity and your, as you say, the charitableness of I've Decided. We really appreciate that. You've done a lot for us. All of the proceeds that we get from your donations and other donations go right back into the program. We have no paid people. It's all run by volunteers. And anything that we do receive goes right back into either the school programs or the our monthly social events.
Sure.
I remember the first time that you came. We asked if you would come and do a Zumba session, if I remember.
That's right.
And that's how you kind of got roped into being involved with us.
Because I was so nervous, but I had so much fun.
Right. I mean, the kids thoroughly enjoyed it. We call them kids, but they're young adults. And of lots of different ages.
What are the ages?
Well, when the kids, here we go again.
I know.
When
sorry not to call
young,
them kids, but they're young adults.
Young individuals, young adults.
They're just adults.
They are adults, that's right.
Yeah.
When they're graduating from school, they could be anywhere from 18, 19, 20, or 21, but 21 is pretty much the maximum age for the official school system. And so that's the age. At our events, we have families come. They have a special needs individual that's 24, but they have somebody else in the regular education that's 15, or they may have an infant. So the families that come bring everybody.
Right.
So
and sometimes there's some people there everyone. That are, you know, I've seen like my friend Lynn, who was a CURVS member for many, many, many years. And she's in her 40s. I think she's the same age as me, actually. She's 46 or 47. But I've seen her at some of the events.
We have quite a cross-section. They come younger members from the families that are involved with our individuals. And then there's folks that are in like a living center or different homes around the city that come. We have people that come from Morton. We've had people that come from Canton. And so it's serving quite the area. Most of the people that do come are centered in the Peoria, immediate central
area. Like the greater Peoria.
Greater
Peoria
area.
So these monthly events that you guys put on really are, for the most part, free and open to all families with special
needs
individuals. People in their homes or in, maybe they don't full-time live with them. They might live in a center or in like a lot of times they'll have them in like a group. What would you call a group home or like
it's called a group home, but usually four individuals.
Or
could be five or six. They're relatively small. The model these days is to have it on the small side to be more home-like. But sometimes our parents will bring their individual that doesn't live at home anymore and bring them and join them for the evening.
Because it's just a fun thing for them to get together with their friends.
Right.
And like you said, with other people who that they don't feel isolated, like they see other people like them.
That's exactly right. We have some individuals that are approaching in their 60s that are in different centers that join us. So there's really no age restriction. It's as long as you can make it there and you can have a good time.
Yeah, I guess I've just learned something about Pup that I may not have realized, but there's not really any other organization that puts on monthly events, socials for people with disability or...
They don't do it the same way that we do. There may be different charges for it. We do make it a point to make it low cost or no cost. The cost, like I mentioned at the previous section, we ask that they bring a snack to share. And if somebody doesn't bring, we're not checking at the door. it's perfectly fine.
It's just
to come
kind of a
and enjoy.
Yeah. Right. You're not. You're like, it's what is the rule of thumb? Honesty, or do you follow the honor system? I guess.
Right. That's right. And we're not checking.
You're not checking.
We're not checking at the door.
Because not everybody can.
That's right.
But those who can bring, and I think it's unique too because of the types of events that you're hosting, like a Halloween party or a prom or a Valentine's dance or, you know, Christmas. I just think there's not anybody that's really, you know, because again, we are talking about adults, but a lot of times when you're talking about adults with special needs, sometimes they may be 26 by number, but they're age appropriate
can vary
from what age
That's right.
You know, from 5 years old to
on up. It's just a tremendous cross section. You were mentioning that along the lines of our events that we have a lot of times there's music involved, but not always. The next event in November, it's going to be November the 8th. And all of our events are at Living Waters Church, and they're from 6 to 8 p.m. in the evening. Next month, our individuals get to perform. It's called our Talent and Pizza Night.
Oh, yeah, that's when we did the talent show. I taught them the Zumba.
That's exactly right. That's when you got involved and we got you roped in.
I know. That was so, as I told Cinda, that's a story there in itself. I was so nervous. I not sure how to teach, or, you know, never really spent a lot of time with people who had special needs, and
they
wasn't
don't hesitate.
Sure.
They joined right in.
It was really one of my most favorite things that I've ever done, and it is when we made that decision. But we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. I'm in the studio with Rich Schnorr, president of PUP, People with Unlimited Potential. And we've just been having some good conversation about our weekly winning word, charitable, and learning all about the organization PUP, what they do, and the benefits that they provide adults with special needs, and just a great, great, awesome organization. But hopefully you know all about I've Decided and what we do. We want to help you. We want to help you be successful in your goals and your dreams and whatever it is that you want to achieve. And we also know that being charitable is a way for you to be successful. And in fact, really can't be successful without being charitable. It goes hand in hand. And all of the members of I've Decided are a part of our charitable cause to PUP. It's because of the businesses, especially in the community members who help us with resources, that we can have this radio show, that we can actually have proceeds to give back to PUP, and that we can put on our events like our motivational leadership conferences that help you inspire and motivate and give you the information that will help you towards your success. So we want to give a shout out to all of our members, all of our business members and community members. Those business members are resources for you. If you haven't visited our website, here is your invite. Please check us out at ivedecided.org. You can click on resources, and from there you can see all of the businesses who are affiliated with us. You can actually find PUP there as well. You can click on PUP. It'll take you to their website. And if you're feeling charitable, you can donate to them right there on their website. And we'd love for you to do that, because let me tell you, this is an organization that you can feel good about contributing to, and what they do, and their mission. And we're very excited to support them. And again, as a reminder, when you are a part of I've Decided, you are supporting PUP. And that's a really cool thing that our members can feel really good about. We provide that charitable avenue for you as a member of I've Decided. So that's really cool. Rich has got his paper stacked up here. Let me tell you, you guys have so much. You really got a lot going on over at PUP. And I know there's a fun event that we love to come to happening in November, your craft fair.
Right. We have a craft and vendor sale coming up on November the 16th.
November 16th. That's the day after our success gala. I might be a little tired, but I'll come through for sure.
Drag yourself through.
I'll drag myself through.
That's right.
But well, because I always love the crafts that the students, the people, that are a part of PUP create. I buy something usually that they make every year. That's my favorite.
We appreciate that. That's very good. Very good.
So tell us about that crap. I mean, what can someone expect? Is it free for the public to come into that to shop, or is there a charge at the door?
Nope, there is not a charge at the door. It's free for the public. It's an event that runs from 9 to 3 on Saturday, November the 16th. We have over 45 different vendors and crafters that are involved. And it's pretty much the whole first floor of Living Waters Church there at 3229 North Knoxville, right here in Peoria. And it runs from 9 till 3. We have a lot of crafters and vendors in there. Of course, you can't have a craft and vendor sale without having some food. So we have foods provided for a donation. We've got coffee, hot chocolate, drinks, and donuts earlier in the day, and they'll be there most of the day until they're gone. And then for around lunchtime, we're going to have hot dogs and pulled pork sandwiches and chips and drinks as well. So there'll be, you can stop by and look around and visit all of the crafts and vendors and also get something to eat while you're out shopping.
Have lunch and shop.
There you go. Can't beat that. Food that
girl's
and shopping.
Favorite thing to do. And
that's
it's
right.
And it is the holiday
right.
season. And so it's time to start that Christmas shopping. And like I said, there's tons of arts and crafts and vendors.
Right.
But usually there's a table of some sort where there's something that the students at PUP create
that's
to sell.
Correct. Yeah, we do have our own PUP table at the PUP Craft and Vendor Sale. And that's got some handmade things throughout that they've done throughout the year. There's probably going to be a couple of seasonal type things like wreaths that you can use for fall or later at Christmas type things. We have some cards that one of our students has created that'll be for sale. And there's a whole lot of other things. This is a great time for you to look around and buy something that you're going to give to someone for Christmas.
It's a great opportunity. And speaking of the cards, I really love those cards. And I feel like I was just thinking about that when you mentioned the cards. We have some at the garden,
yes,
our resource center. And so you can stop by the garden anytime and pick up these cards. They're greeting cards. There's one that's like a birthday card. One of my favorite ones is the sunshine.
Yep.
On the back of the card, you can see the person who created the card. They're all created by students at PUP, and all the money goes to PUP. And so they're just really unique cards that you can write a handwritten note to someone, and those are really cool. And I think, Rich, as I'm sitting here talking out loud and everybody on the radio show is listening to us, we really need to pull that out at all of our business networking events. You know, we have it sitting back on the counter,
right.
But we really
make it
need
more available so people can
make
see
it more available
right.
at those events so that they know that they're there, because they are really cool and they're not very expensive. I think they're like $3 a piece, right?
Or you can get 4 for $10.
Or 4 for $10. So you'll right. have those at the craft fair.
Yes, we will.
Have you thought about making Christmas cards yet?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yay!
We have. We're going to offer some opportunities for businesses to have their own with their own logo on the inside, and we'll be bringing those out in the next week or two. Just some different artwork that's involved with Christmas that you can pick and then make cards that you can give out for your business.
Oh, count us in.
Okay.
You
we
can go
we'll,
ahead and count
we'll talk
to
you.
It in.
We'll talk to
for
you.
For sure, because yeah. I know those will be great. So that's a great idea.
So that's one of the activities that we hope to expand and improve on throughout the coming years. That's one of the activities that it's a small business, like a small business center. And we'd like to improve on those and have others that young people can work on and generate a little income for themselves. But it goes back to help Pup do the things that they do. I've got a couple other things about the craft and vendor sale that I'd like to share. When you do come in the door, everybody gets a punch card, and we'll elaborate that a little bit more about that later.
A punch card. I know. These segments are just flying by, so it's almost time for a break again, but craft fair is on November the 16th. Just as a reminder, it's coming up on November the 16th. We'll learn about those punch cards in just a second. Stay with us. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. We are so happy that you are joining us, having a great conversation here with Mr. Rich Knorr. He is the president of PUP, People with Unlimited Potential. And we've been talking about our weekly winning word, charitable. The actual definition, if you look in your success planner and journal that you get as a member of I've Decided, you will see that the definition is relating to the assistance of those in need. And, you know, we all have a different idea of who that is, those people in need. But, you know, hands down, there are definitely those in need. And it is really, to me, in my mind, it's those people who might be limited in what they can do for themselves. And they need us to be charitable towards them. And I feel a real strong pull to PUP and the people there. I feel a strong pull to you guys as parents who have been there for your children their whole lives and continue to support them and show up for them and show up for other people like them. And your never-ending energy is amazing to me because I think to myself, would I do that? Would I not be exhausted? Because let's face it, kids are hard in general, just kids. And then you add in some type of disability or special need, and it can seem overwhelming. So, I mean, hats off to you, Rich. You just buzz around with all this energy and keep giving and giving and giving, and I don't know where you get it from.
It's not even coffee.
But it's quite amazing, and your sons are very blessed.
We appreciate your being charitable to us. That's a very important word. And we enjoy doing what we're doing. It's just we get more back from doing it than we give out. So we don't mind doing it.
No, can tell. You do it with love, and you don't mind doing it, and you're happy to do it, which is
absolutely
just amazing.
Yep.
So, okay, you were talking about this punch card at the craft fair. So we got to come back to that because some of our listeners tell me about the punch card.
Right.
So
one of the things that we do is that when you come in the front or the back door to join us at the craft fair, which is going to be held on November the 16th, and that's coming up pretty soon. It's a great opportunity for you to come through and pick up some Christmas gifts and other holiday things that you're thinking about buying. And when you buy those, you help to support PUP so that we can do the things that we do through your generosity by purchasing those items. The punch card is whenever you come in the door, we give you a card, and each vendor has a little box on that card, and you need to go to each vendor and they will punch your card. So it's the idea is to make sure that all the vendors are visited by all the people that come in. So it helps to rotate and spread the crowd around so that everybody's table is visited. But when you're done with the punch card, you put it in a box, and there's a raffle where we will raffle off a special gift to the one that we pull out. So there's a twofold reason for that punch card. Number one is we want you to visit every one of our stations, and the other is you get to have a gift because you participated and had your punch card full.
So you might win something nice.
You might win something nice. That's right. The other thing, there's also a different raffle. Each of the vendors or the crafter that's there also provides an item that can be raffled off. So we do pull names at the end of all the people that have come through the door, and there's an opportunity to win other prizes. So there's lots of opportunities to win some things as well as to find some really neat Christmas gifts. And there's a special raffle. Pup goes to one of our field trips as we go to the place in Peoria Heights called Fired Up, and they make ceramic items on one of the field trips. One of the things that they recently made is they make a bowl and a serving tray, which people have an opportunity to take raffle tickets, buy raffle tickets on it, put it in the bowl, and you get to take one. It's handmade. It's, one of them is a splatter-type decoration. The other one is a kind of a stamping-type thing. But it has the year on it, and it has the PUP in our logo colors. So it's another opportunity to get something very neat from being at the craft and vendor sale.
That's awesome. And, you know, there's, again, it just comes back to, you're going to be shopping anyway, right? You're going to need to eat lunch somewhere.
You got
to
eat.
And why not come and be charitable and eat your lunch where you can just make a donation, whatever you feel good about. You make a donation to Pup for your lunch, and you can shop. And when you spend money, some of the proceeds there will go back to Pup. And then just come and learn and be a part of this great organization and see what they're doing. We got a couple minutes here. And you know, I'm a dreamer, Rich.
Yes,
so I love to think about,
that's a good thing.
I like to envision what's to come. And so I always think about what Pup's going to be like down the road when we've given enough proceeds that there's enough money to provide. You mentioned a business center, and I talked about a school. So you have this vision of maybe a school / kind of business center together. What does Pup look like down the road in your vision?
Well, completely down the road, the school would continue as it is today, and also the monthly events will continue as they are today. The other thing that we'd like to see to come to fruition is a group of small businesses that the individuals can participate in. And the first one is this card business. We'd like to expand that and improve on that. And then there's a host of other small business activities that would be done by the individuals either during school time or separately, depending on how much business activity there is. But we kind of see these two things going hand in hand off into the future, so that the man and woman power provided by the students, and then they'll also learn, because this is an educational opportunity. And who knows, there may be some individual that learns a business skill that an individual that owns a business out in the community would see this person and say, hey, I'd like to give them a job because you learned that here.
Absolutely. And that's what it's about. It's about growing people up, making
right.
them be the best that they can be.
Yes.
And that's what success is all about. It's, you know, you can't put a label on success, because it's relative to each person individually.
And that's where the unlimited comes in.
Right. But it's ultimately being the best that you can be. And that's what it's all about. So I hope you've enjoyed this show today with Rich from Pup. Learned a little bit about Pup. Get over to the craft fair on November 16th at Living Waters Church on Knoxville. You can find Pup on our website at ivedecided.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Thank you, Rich. We'll be back
next
week.
Been good to be
here. Yes.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?